This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Darkness shall cover the earth. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness shall cover the people. The people are worse than... However, there is a secret. Verses 3, everybody, let's read. Ah, Lord, I give you all the praise in this room because I don't know why you love us this terrible. Verses 3, everybody. It says, and Gentiles... Hold on. The Bible wanted you not to be scared. And gross darkness shall come to your light. Hold on. Hold on. Listen to the scripture speaking to you. And gross darkness. Gentile is Ethan, is Ethnos. Does it make sense now? And people that he called gross darkness will begin to come to you. I hope they will not just meet only light. They will meet a greater light. If they met only light, that means they met Jesus. But your life cannot continue their journey after meeting your Jesus. They met correctly and they will be saved, you know. That young man will kneel down and say, Lord Jesus, and you pray for him. And of course, yes, and he rises up. But after 2 days, he does not need you anymore. He now begins to look for Jesus again. See, there are things up in life. And God says, once that happened, you have lost out on the wealth of next year. For it's in this earth that there is wealth. Your ability to now actually take him from that point to where God designed for him is where the wealth is. This is the secret of women of God. What did I say now? I've exposed us, finally. You are now left to what you can do with your life. That when you meet us, you don't meet only Jesus. You meet a great, we contend for light. May you not meet me and I just say, just say, by Hebrews 4:4. No, when we sit down, what do you know about business? What do you know about marriage? If I bring out from my archives, with you personally, I will tell you 10 things you'll never hear anywhere first. You don't understand now. So the people look at you, what kind of person is this? And for every light that came called greater light, he was a transition of every facet of his life persistently. And you know the most beautiful fact? We don't become great in the kingdom by result. What that means is that result is a side effect of greatness. It's not result that makes you authoritative than another person. You don't have to first have proof in your life. You must have proof inside you. Do you get the message now? God does not ask you to preach a message because you now have result. God asks you to preach because you have found authority, greater light. It says the gross darkness will come. It says they will come to your light. It says, however, kings, and this is the season that you are stepping into in the name of Jesus. It says kings don't come to your light alone. Kings come to the brightness, which is your greater light. Oh my. Kings come to the brightness of your light. Kings come to the rising of your light. Kings come to the, you see that now. Gentiles come to the encounter you had with Jesus. Your genuine proof of salvation, but then the kings come to your salvation and your transformation. Kings come to how much you have maximized the realms of God called darkness with the person of the light. Kings are coming to your visions. Kings, the things that are heavenly, are you with me at all now? Kings are attempting to see what you saw in Kairos moments. Kings are not coming to common people. When kings come to you and you are common, they can agree to serve your God, but look for a superior of the same God. All believers are not the same. You have come to a point in your life where you have to sit down with yourself and begin to contend for extreme light. There is a gospel that our generation has not understood. All of us are not the same thing. What did I say now? If you study medicine and surgery, there's something called specialization. Is that correct? If you study engineering, any dimension of these things, there's something called specialization. Any profession. That means even though all of us are medical doctors, we're not the same thing. Some are gynecologists, some are neurosurgeons, some are using me at all now. That means if you meet him as a doctor, he can treat general cases. Anybody that is a doctor should be able to treat malaria, treat typhoid, are you with me at all now, treat, you know, fever conditions. However, if you really want to see the best out of him, make sure that he is a specialist in the area of your defect. So if he came to any doctor, he will meet light. But then what if the challenge with his life? Because where Satan tabernacles in people's life is where God is going to plant also. When Satan discerns people, he aims straight for where God has invested. He taught us from the parable of the sower. The Bible says a man came out at the field, plant some seed. He says, but while men slept, he says, an enemy came and began to plant where he planted. Satan does not plant where God did not plant. That's why he says, whatever planting is not planted by my Father, he said, we begin to uproot it. Satan waits for God to move in your life before he follows. That's why he comes as an angel of light, even though he's an angel of darkness. Satan does not have a business with who has not been galvanized by light. Until you have access to the prophetic, you will never have warfare in your life. That's why speaking people's destiny, you must be matured. As I say, you marry a man of God. The problem will be this woman will soon fall into lust. She will soon begin to have desire for Yahoo boys. Because that prophecy, she does not have stamina. Are you with me at all now? Sometimes it's better kept and you begin to train her. Look for a woman mentor, grafter, for my sake, train this person for me. She's wondering, why are you doing this to me now? I say, don't worry, just go. Something this and this and that. When she's out, don't worry, go. I'll call her now, she will talk to you. In 6 months, she will begin to see the desire of God bettered in her heart. Somehow, somewhere, she begins to tell you things that you should have told her. I dream I married a man of God, Papa. He said, eh. And sometimes I say, you that you are not serious, you that you are a good. You know, she can say, Papa, now, I say, you are not serious. Even me, I can't marry you. Sometimes you are not true. We are only trying to support the person more. Because now she is breaking into a greater light. Even Christians, when we meet some of us, the only thing we will see again is Jesus. So we just try to be fair and just respect Jesus' sake. So lights, and then that's all. If you put on your phone light now, and I put on my phone light, what will happen to two of us? If it is called spot blindness, is that correct? Two of us will have to bow away. However, if you put color red, I put color blue, what will happen? A party is about to start. Until we come to greater lights where everyone picks a spectrum of the menorah, are you seeing from that now? If all these lights were white, I would have died here. It's because there are many colors, it's becoming beautiful. Until you travel into God and then meet the person of Christ and then see with the lens of Christ and you come back with red, are you seeing from that now? Then somebody come back with an orange. Somebody, the Bible now says Christ is found in the midst of the menorah. Can you shout out for your light? Lord, let my light come so I can contend for superior levels of light. The choice is yours. May you not be a common Christian.
For life, Lord, I look to you for life. Oh, Lord, I look to you for life. I look to you for life. Lord, I look to you for life. I'm not looking for money in this carnal. I'm not looking for fame. I'm not looking for cheap popularity. I'm not looking for paper in this corner. I'm not looking for fame in this. I'm not looking for cheap popularity. I'm not looking for money. Money will finish. I'm not looking for fame. I will become expired. I'm not looking for cheap marriage. Open my understanding in this room. Open my understanding in this room. For teens, they will finish. I'm not looking for teens, it will expire. I'm not looking for cheap marriage. Oh, I'm not looking for cheap marriage. Oh, when I understand it is true. Oh, when I understand it. I want to be effective. I want to be effective. The preservation of a generation is here. The strength of a territory is here. The judgment of a kingdom is here. The mouthpiece, the oracles, the voice, the elders, the ancients, the man, he's the lion, he's the lamb, he's the ox, he's the hill, he's here. Was the testimony of Apostle Paul. Acts chapter 9, he saw the light. Gentiles can come to that. However, he now began to saw with the lens of the light. So Apostle Paul became an apostle of grace. All the apostles were legalistic. Are you seeing me at all now? He did not despise the law. However, the strength of his vision was so powerful, only Apostle Paul can service the Gentile nation. When he was on it, he said, the Lord sent me as a light to the Gentiles. You know what that means now? Even when they have not amalgamated Nigeria, God sent him to what was not called Nigeria yet. One man, he could service, I use it with me at all now. Some of us are products of Apostle Paul's intercession. When he said in Ephesians chapter 1, says, I bow my knee, all of that. I will not cease to mention you in prayers. All of that, he says that the eyes of thy understanding being enlightened, you might know the open. That prayer is why some of you broke into your ministry. Only one man, Gentile. Do you know what it means now? That means in the world now, take only Israel away. One man's life power the whole earth remaining. How many are the Jews on earth now? One person. Just because he saw light, however, he had greater light. And God says the light up till today. Everywhere in church, they mention Paul, Paul, Paul. You hate him or not till tomorrow, Paul, Paul, Paul. Till today, we have not still encapsulated the totality of that great light. Even men of God. He came and said, I know a man 14 years ago. Said, he traveled to the place I taught you. He said, what I saw, don't let us write it though. But write it, these people will just become crazy people. So let's hide it. And let me tell you something, anything they hide in scripture is kept in you. You don't understand? They don't keep it from you. It's kept until you begin to read. The day you stop, they say, Lord, show me. You have a right. I can't just be carrying this stuff. Show me. What did he hide? Apostle Paul is trying to jeer you on. I say, if my light can serve the Gentile nation. Now, they are not different kind of nation now. You have LGBTQ is a nation. You have all of the Illuminati is a nation. Are you seeing me at all now? A lot of fraternities are nations. One day this mystery will be called the Life Nation. In God's context, there are three dimensions of nation. I've taught you these things before. Are you seeing me at all now? Of course, yes. Countries are not nations. Countries are geographical borders to separate. Four countries can be one nation in God's plan. Sometimes go Cotonou, Seme, Dogo, everything is still one nation. You know my greatest pain in life? That someone will meet me. They will know the truth you met Jesus, but they won't find what they were looking for. Ah, you will now say there's no money for ministry. Where will you use the money for ministry? Someone came to you. No, I said this man met Jesus, but I didn't find what I was looking for. Ah, may it not be your portion. May your testimony be half of this was not told me. Half of what I met. They discovered that, I can't exhaust this man in my lifetime. So they owed you. They called their children your children. Say, Papa, forget anything. All these guys, they are your children. Oh, anything you want them to do. And they saw a greater light. And Jesus is proud in heaven. Say, greater works. That's what it means. Greater me.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.